Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. So I just went hiking in Spain. Most of you might have heard of Camino de Santiago. Camino de Santiago, or St. James Way, is not only one trail. There is a network of many trails starting from different parts of Spain and Europe and going all the way to Santiago. The most known Camino is the Camino Francés, or the French Way, which is really popular. I did that one when I was 20, but right now I think that it is slightly overcrowded. This time I did the Camino Mozárabe from Granada to Mérida. It was not crowded at all and it gave me some solitude and some time to think. It was a solo 2-week hike and I wanted to share some thoughts that arose during this time. So one of the main things that stood out for me was how precious our time is. I really enjoyed the views, the weather, and the quietness of the Camino, but I also did not have that many days to complete the hike. I only had 2 weeks, and at some point I found myself just rushing through some of the parts. Maybe if I had had more time to rest and recover, I would have enjoyed it a little bit more than I did because my body was at some point not really carrying these kilometers as well as I would have liked it to, and that did not add to the enjoyment. As I said, overall, I did enjoy the trip a lot. However, I think it is important to note that our time is a much more important resource than money. But at the same time, I have to think that I want to dedicate the time now to accumulate as much money as I can, so I can buy time with it later, if that makes sense. So first of all, I know that in the future, I'm not going to have as much energy as I have right now. But I want to reach the sweet spot. You know that they say how young people have a lot of energy and a lot of time, but no money, and how middle-aged people have money, energy, and no time, and I think I identify with this group right now, and how older people have all the time, all the money, but they don't have the energy. And that is the reason why I would like to retire earlier, much, much earlier, because I want to leverage that energy that I still have remaining and I want to have the money and the time as well. I know this is tricky, but I want to aim for the right balance among those three things: time, money, and energy. Looking at my parents now, I realize that in 20 or maybe 30 years' time, I would not be able to do the things that I'm currently doing physically because I'm not going to be as able-bodied as I am now. And the frustrating thing is that this is when the official retirement age would be for me. This is why I am pursuing early retirement, because I do not want to be the person who has all the time and the money, but just goes on the cruise ships because she cannot do the hikes that I'm currently doing, for example. I also want to go on long, really long, completely self-sufficient hikes in the US, carrying my own things. And I don't think I would be able or want to do that when I'm much older. And maybe that's why I'm not aiming for a super luxury fat fire. Rather, I'm aiming for lean fire, which would allow me to still use my time and energy the way I want to. And I know that if I retire in my late 30s, or early 40s, I would still be at the age of accumulating more wealth. So I would still be doing some kind of work, some kind of activity that would bring me some income. And at the same time, I would be allowing myself to still explore. What I have noticed during this trip as well is that I could have afforded much more luxurious accommodations if I wanted to. However, at the same time, because I noticed that I was running out of time, I wanted to keep that money and maybe go for the more low budget accommodations and keep that difference to purchase my financial independence later on. So this trip really set my priorities right. I spoke about it to the other pilgrims who were older and were already retired. And for them, their priorities were different. They were going for the nicest accommodations they could find, and they didn't care about the time or about the money that much. But on the other hand, comfort was essential for them because they were older, and also their energy levels were not the same as before. So I think for us, the younger we retire, the more we can leverage the energy we have. And the more we can enjoy the time we have, because we will have much more time left. So I hope that these reflections have motivated you to reach your financial independence and to think more strategically about the way you spend your money and the way you spend your time. Maybe it would be convenient in the beginning to spend a little more time making more money so you can buy back that time in the future when you still have the energy much before the traditional retirement age. And if you have any questions or topics you'd like me to cover in future episodes, feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram or my email found in the description. Don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, and share this podcast with your friends and family. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the One Step Wealthier podcast. I'll speak to you soon. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.